Adding weight to Ferrell's deduction is an anecdote regarding the German crew of the U-234. Some crew members were amused when they saw the Japanese officers bring on board cargo marked U-235. They apparently thought their Japanese guests couldn't even get the number of the boat correct. Some now believe the labels indicated the presence of uranium-235, the only isotope found in nature that has the ability to cause an expanding fission chain reaction. In other words, the element needed for a uranium fission bomb. Uranium that has undergone an extraction process to boost its U-235 proportion is known as enriched uranium. Wolfgang Hirschfeld, radio man on the U-234, stated the submarine's orders were only to sail on the orders of the highest level, Führer HQ. He also revealed after the war that crew members believed Japan had succeeded in testing an atomic weapon before their departure from Germany in March 1945. The U-234 met an inglorious end in November 1947 when it was used as a torpedo target and sunk off Cape Cod. Heydrich published copies of documents from the National Archives to show a connection between the Manhattan Project and the U-234. One such document is a secret cable from the commander of naval operations directing that a three-man party take possession of the sub's cargo. In addition to two naval officers was the name of Major John E. Vance with the Army Corps of Engineers, the Department of the Army under which the Manhattan Project operated. A few days after the visit by Vance, a manifest of the cargo indicated the uranium was no longer in Navy possession. Furthermore, telephone transcripts between Manhattan intelligence officers about a week later stated a captured shipment of uranium powder was being tested by a person identified only as Vance. That there could have been another Vance who was working with uranium powder, especially captured uranium powder, is improbable, noted Heydrich. But author Henry Stevens found an even more disturbing cover-up. After receiving a statement from the National Archives denying that any canisters containing fissionable material was on board the U-234, Stevens, recalling that the submarine had surrendered to the USS Sutton, wrote to the Naval Historical Center at the Washington Navy Yard requesting a cargo manifest from the U-234 in the files of the Sutton. For a $5 microfiche charge, Stevens received the manifest that was identical to the one from the National Archives, except that the uranium oxide canisters were listed.